Good evening, everyone. This is Jason Lavanis with Titillating Tarot with Jason Lavanis. Good afternoon to all of you that are in Pacific time out there on the West Coast. I'm very excited to be here today. This is my virgin tour, and I want to thank you all for letting me pop your cherry, as it were, considering we are going to be doing Titillating Tarot tonight. So I hope to provoke you a little. I hope to stimulate you a little. I hope to demystify a lot of the crap that is around the tarot. I had a sense that for a very long time, the tarot has gotten a very bad rap. And it's because, of course, the media and movies for God knows how long have always associated the tarot with the gypsy cards and all of that other hoo-ha, which, to be perfectly frank, has given it this lesser of a quality in the divination arts. So when we think of astrology, when we think of numerology, when we think of any of the other arts, we sort of see them as this incredible technical art form or tool to which psychics have been using them for centuries. The astrology, of course, has the ephemeris and all those numbers and placements of the stars, and numerology being what it is, you know, mathematical. And then we get to the the tarot, and it's just sort of like, oh, great, I'm going to go to the country fair and have somebody with terrible mascara, you know, eyeliner on, who is going to try and sell me medicated baths after they give me a reading to help cleanse my aura. Yuck. So all of that is unfortunate because it's simply not true. I mean, it's fine for their hocus pocus, but that's not what the tarot is. So I am hoping in this radio series to demystify and explain some of the beauty and art of the tarot. Some of you may or may not know me from producing and co-hosting my dear friend Janet Hickox's Live Astrology show that airs every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. Eastern time. You might know me from that and pulling some of the cards. And I thought we would start out, like any proper metaphysician should, to talk to you a little bit about my involvement in parapsychology and metaphysics and all that fun stuff. My mother was a very well-known psychic and metaphysician in her time, underground as much as possible. And growing up, my sister and I would, my beautiful sister Terry, we would sort of kind of look at this short Greek eccentric lady and wonder why all these people were coming in and out of the house, and some of them crying, some of them laughing hysterically. And we finally realized that, oh, Mom is doing readings. She didn't use any crystal ball. She didn't use any tarot cards. But I realized as I was getting older that I had many of her same sensitivities. And it's interesting because I grew up in a Greek Orthodox home where, to be perfectly frank, she was sort of ostracized and thrown out of the church young because she had prophecy. You know, she'd look at her mother and say, oh, look, man, bang, bang. And then 2 weeks later, he'd get shot. So that sort of lexicon doesn't work with some of the older religions who feel that perhaps this is the work of the devil. And I'm here to tell you that it's not. It's anything but. So my mother always had metaphysics in the house, and we grew up with metaphysics. And when my mom passed away, she told me that I would be getting more of what she had. And I looked at her on her hospital bed, and I said, what's that, Catherine, a bad fucking attitude? And of course she laughed. And of course, she said, no, you're going to get more of the sensitive psychic things. And I'm thinking, here's my mother telling me that, you know, after she croaks, I'm going to be getting people talking to me. And I'm thinking, oh, this is all I need. And she said, this will happen to you about 2.5 years later. And she said, and your sister down there, that disgusting animal, she is going to get more of the healing properties. Well, my sister is a phenomenal hairdresser, and she does nails. And all of that. And the women come to her and they get these incredible hairdos and nails, but I know that a large percentage of them that go to her with their period pains and their lower back pains and everything else, my sister holds their hands and they feel better. So we all have our gifts, and about 2.5 years after my mom died, don't you know it, I started to hear a voice, and I thought, oh, crap, my choo-choo's gone chugging round the bend. And I checked in with a therapist at the time, and we did a bunch of studies, a bunch of tests with me, and she found out that basically the information that was coming through was not, in fact, for me, but for other people. When I hear my voice, it originates from the back part of my cranium and blossoms forward. And when I say back part, I mean the right back part of my cranium and blossoms forward. When my mother is giving me information, when I'm speaking to her and sort of getting the messages, as it were, it originates from behind my left ear. And so it's very often people will look at me while I'm giving reading, and I sort of turn to my left, like I have Tourette's or something. And what I'm doing is sort of focusing in on what she's talking to me about. I started to do trans-channeling when I went through puberty, like a lot of boys and young girls do when they go through these hormonal changes. And I was basically leaving my body and my higher spirit, my higher life force, whatever words, guide spirit, if you want to call it, came through. And as it came through, I would give readings. I would come back into my body and look at these people, and they're all, you know, crying and this and that. And didn't do much for me. I wasn't getting the lotto numbers, so I really didn't give a shit. And it just made me nauseous because I didn't know what I was doing. So I sort of went on about my life. I went to conservatory. I sang opera for a long time, and I had a lot of different jobs. And while I was modeling in New York City, after a certain amount of time, I will remember distinctly that I was behind the bar, and there was a gentleman there, and he came in, and he had decided to commit suicide that night after having a final drink at Stonewall, which is the famous landmark in New York City in the West Village, where the first equality gay rights riot or parade or whatever words you want to use for that came about. And he had just lost his partner. He did not want to live, did not know any of this. Here I am in the thong behind the bar listening to house music and serving up drinks. He comes over to me, and immediately my mother starts talking to me, and I'm thinking, oh, shit, right now, right here, Catherine, really? Well, I look at the man, and I said, this drink is on me, and just so you know, it's not allowed to be your last drink because you have a lot to do here still on this earth. And if you take your life, you're going to have to come back and do it over and over and over again. So you might as well deal with the shit you need to deal with right now, right here. Pull up your bootstraps. Put on your big girl panties and move forward, because I want to tell you, once you graduate to the other side and your guy's spirits look at you and say, what the hell did you do? You had this incredible opportunity for growth and enlightenment, and you throw it away, you ding-dong. So I said that to him. His eyes got about as big as plates, and he cried. And I ended up, in fact, saving his life. He did not commit suicide. He had every intention. He had the whole thing figured out, the goodbye message and everything else. And the next day, he came back to me. It seemed that he was working in a metaphysical bookshop in New York City. I can't remember whether it was Weiser's or East West Books, or I'm not even sure which one of those are open any longer. And he gave me this tarot deck, which happens to be called the Cosmic Tribe Tarot. And the Cosmic Tribe Tarot is by Steve Postman. He is the one who created these cards. He gave this to me, and I thought, oh, well, that's very sweet of you. I've never had an interest in the tarot. And so blah, blah, blah. I went on with life. I was modeling. I was performing. I was doing things. And as time went on, I started to open up the cards and look at them, and I realized that I could read these cards without really having done any work on them. And I thought, that's kind of strange. That's very weird. You know, I had an art history background, but it was just, it didn't have as much to do with that as it had to do with the fact that these cards resonated with me. So, flash forward into many other sort of lines of work, of which now I do a lot of feng shui interior design consultation. I come across this beautiful entity by the name of Janet Hickox, who I think I have mentioned earlier on in the show. And she gave me, she's been in my life now for a couple years, and she has been my astrologist and my human design coach. I cannot emphasize, I cannot enjoin you enough that if you're floundering in life, if you need some direction in life, this is the gal to touch with. You can get in touch with her because, as you know, right now I am under the auspices of her radio, which is Living Astrology, and you can get in touch with her at www.livingastrology.com. That's her webpage, and you can also send her an email for readings, whether it's human design or it's astrology. She ended up giving me a reading, and I said to her, would you like a card reading? And the long and the short of it was that I gave her a card reading, and I guess she was impressed enough with it that she said, hey, you have something going on there. Would you like to co-host and produce my show? And I said, sure. So I've been doing it now for a couple months, and we have had such great response that I am now doing my own solo show. And I will try not to bore anybody too much, but all I can say again is thank you to Janet for being my mentor. Thank you for getting me on the right path. And so I have been giving readings for the last 10 years now. And you can get in touch with me through my website, which is www.titillatingtarot with Jason Levanis. I don't know, I have a thing for alliterations. And you can get in touch with me through that website. It's still in construction. I'm doing it now. Sort of everything has been a whirlwind ever since I've been involved with Janet. And so I'm getting involved in social media, not my favorite thing, but I know I need to get better with that. I haven't started twattering or twittering or tweaking. I'll get to that. But thank you, everybody, for reaching out to me for readings. And if you do want a reading, you can, like I said, reach out to me through there. I want to apologize right off the bat. I'm going to do an umbrella apology right here, right now, to everybody that I end up offending. I make jokes with Janet sometimes that she's good cop and I'm bad cop. I have a foul mouth. I'm not planning on changing that. I have a very direct sort of East Coast, New York City manner to which I extend myself. Not to say that I'm insensitive, but I am certainly straightforward and foul mouthed, and I like to have fun. So we're going to talk about sex. We are going to talk about addictions. We are going to talk about fucked up relationships. We're going to talk about all of it. One of the things I would also like to say is that I am a constant student of metaphysics, especially the tarot. I'm always learning. So I don't pretend to know everything. I think anybody who goes forward with that is sort of playing with themselves. And because you can always learn more and you can always get better at what it is that you do. I would like to start off by saying, when we look at the tarot, let me give you the Jason Levanis Titillating Tarot 101 on life. If you were to ask me, what is the purpose of life? Well, a lot of people seem to hem and haw and have an issue, and they don't seem to come up with any answer. Well, I'm not sure what their problem is because I have an answer to that. Very simply put, after everything I've been through, after the joys, the comedies, the tragedies, you know, being born in a Greek home, no one ever had a headache. It was always, I think I have a brain tumor. So it was always extremely dramatic. For me, what is important and how I tell people when I'm educating, when I'm teaching the tarot is, look, here's the purpose of life. We live lifetime after lifetime for the purpose of knowledge and love, which is really one and the same. Now, why is this? Well, because when God or the all that is, I like to use the word God, so if that offends anybody, oh, well, that's your problem. I can't help you with that. But let's just say that I'm not talking about some God who's sitting on a throne somewhere after St. Peter and his Lucite clipboard has let you through the pearly gate. I'm talking about the all that is or isness, but that's just too touchy-feely for me. It makes my skin crawl. So I'm good with God, Jesus, Buddha, Jehovah, all of the Lord ascended masters. And because God is everything, it is gas, it is solid matter, it is liquid, God is in everything, vibrating at a electromagnetic rate, at a vibrational frequency, at a color. All of it is in the same understanding, but But the difference between God and us is that God is not in the experiential form other than through us and through the animals and through the plants. It experiences through us. And so with that understanding, we live lifetime after lifetime gathering knowledge, gathering love until we become more like the all that is. So we know everything. We've lived our hundreds of lifetimes, whether it's here or on another planet or in another universe. There are an infinite amount of possibilities. When we're done learning everything we need to learn, mwah, you go back to the source. Now, the way in which the body or the spirit remembers things is through this thing called the ego, and not the Freudian Jungian ego, but the fact that we have this constellation of stuff, this energetic pattern. And for lack of a better word, we'll use the word ego. So I have my clump of energy, my ego energy. Janet has her clump of Janet energy. Whether or not we go through different lifetimes and different names, I'm still the clump of Jason. Welcome to the clumps, the energetic clumps. Now, that being said, we are here, like I referred to, for the purpose of knowledge and love. Now, here's the tricky part, which is kind of fun because it is going to beautifully dovetail into the first card, which I will be discussing of the Major Arcana, the Zero card or the Fool. And by the way, for all of you who have not read the promo pieces, every week I'll be discussing a little bit more about the Tarot, some background, and then I'm going to take, starting in succession with the Major Arcana into the Minor Arcana, the different cards. So that's how I'm going to proceed, as well as hopefully dedicate the last section of the show to people who would like to call in for on-air readings and or just metaphysical conversation, because I have opinions, I have knowledge, and damn it, I'm going to make you aware of them. So, that being said, when we're born, in order for us to be able to exist in this bombardive third dimensional, and when I say bombardive, I mean we're being hit by all kinds of stimulus. In order for us to be able to sort of wrap our brains around the task at hand, what it is that we need to do here, we come through something called, and I'm sure some of you psychic, metaphysical, physical people have heard this, the veil of forgetfulness. And it's important that we forget some of the stuff, or we'd have like aneurysm, could not handle all of the hundreds of lifetimes of information. So we get bits and pieces for what we need. And of course, there's this thing called deja vu, where it seems so incredibly familiar, but you know you've never done that before. Well, that's because before you came down, you did a life review process of what it was that you did and what it is that you need to do. And so you get these guideposts. You get these little markings of, wait a minute, I've never done this, but it feels absolutely familiar. And that is your spirit's way of saying, pay attention. It's also your spirit's way of saying, interestingly enough, hey, idiot, you're on the right path. Good for you. This is what you had decided to do in this lifetime, and you're staying on this path. That doesn't mean that you have to stay on that path, because we have free will, and God loves you no matter what. He doesn't care what you do. I know there's this huge concept that he cares, but because we never die, the energy never dies, it can never be destroyed. It only transforms. We live lifetime after lifetime. You want to fuck it up in this lifetime? Go for it. Enjoy yourself with negativity. Enjoy yourself with your addictions. Enjoy yourself with whatever drama you think you need to feel. But the bill comes due. At some point, you got to listen to your guide spirits. At some point, you got to get down and groovy with Jesus and Buddha and Jehovah and any of the other masters that speak to you in this lifetime. So there is no sword of Damocles, and for all of you, that's mythology, you know, the sword that hung above the head of Damocles by a thread, saying, you have to do this right now. Well, you don't have to do it right now, but I can assure you, at some point, you're going to have to do it. That being said, the Tarot is very much rooted in the remote past of very different civilizations, everything from Egyptian astrology and mysticism to Babylonia, ancient Greece, Judaic understandings, Mexican, Indian, Chinese. You can find all of the symbols in the Tarot, in these excavations that they've done in different terracotta, in the different art that you will see. I can highly recommend to anybody out there who would like sort of a background, but it is academic and it is a little boring in some places, but a lady by the name of Elizabeth Hayek, H-A-I-C-H, a Hungarian theosophist, and mystic, who really influenced my life with respect to the Tarot and metaphysics. She wrote one incredible book called Initiation, which I would love to talk to anybody about who calls in, and another one called The Wisdom of the Tarot, and it discusses the symbolisms and such. So let's delve into a little bit about some interesting tidbits with respect to the origination of the Tarot. We talk about the Judaic people, or as I like to call them, the Jews, some of my favorites. If you take the word, for instance, Torah or Tarot, and if you start and you draw the word tarot in a circle, that means the T is at 12 o'clock, the A is at 3 o'clock, the R is at 6 o'clock, and the O is at 9 o'clock. And you read that from the top going clockwise, it spells the word tarot, T-A-R-O-T. Interestingly enough, if you read it backwards, it says the word Torah, which, as you know, the Jews and the Hebraic languages read backwards, and it stands for law. How interesting is that? Because that is, in fact, what it is. It is a spiritual, metaphysical law. Another little interesting tidbit is if you start from the R and you read clockwise, it spells the word rota, R-O-T-A, which is the Jewish standing for eternal rotation of the universe, eternal rotation, beginning and end, cycles, which then we talk about planets. We talk about all kinds of cycles in life. So here's the deal. You come in through the veil of forgetfulness, right, folks? Great. That happens, and you are bringing with you whatever constellation of stuff it is that you have. Now, when you get in front of these cards have symbolism. One of the things that you need to know is that while there have been many different types of tarots that are done throughout the time, that they have been bastardized. They have been interpreted to their own with the different symbols and sometimes the different letterings and words, but for the most part, the imagery has been true. And what most people don't know, even in metaphysics, is that the soul, if I can use this word, thinks in images. Everybody wrap your head around that. It doesn't think in languages. It doesn't think in words. It thinks in images. It's sort of like the movies of your life. So when you graduate from this unfortunate life shell and you go up and you do your life review process, it's a movie. It's images. And so these images are recorded in the solar plexus where we have this space in our body, which scientists to this day don't know what it's for. Put you on a slab and you're living and breathing. If you die, you immediately become 13.2 ounces less. That's because energy has weight. So we think in images. Now, that being said, when you get in front of the tarot, and you pull a card. For instance, I do three-card spreads. I tell the immediate past, present, and future on any subject, person, place, or thing, dead or alive, it doesn't make a difference. And you can also do a one-card pull for yeses and nos and or where you're at metaphysically, where you're at spiritually. And what the cards will show you, and it never, ever fails. Sometimes I think, oh, God, you know, am I going to pull – you know, just the most ridiculous, nonsensical cards, and nope is the answer. I always pull the cards, and they always are relevant. And so, in fact, what the cards will show you is where you may have halted in your development towards becoming more like all that is, more like becoming God, it'll tell you where you're at in your development. And it's wonderful because then you have a jumping off place, as it were, as to, okay, this is where I'm at. This is what I brought in with me, and this is where I'm going to. So one of the things that I like to inform people, just to flip-flop back for a moment with respect to demystifying it. In Europe, there was another race besides the Jews who used the Tarot and spread the fame of the Tarot, because really the Jews used the Tarot to quite a large extent. And these were the Gypsies. And for this, you know, to this day, they're using the cards to tell fortunes. Although the pictures on their cards, to a great extent, are degenerate. In other words, they have degraded. They are not really hot stuff. They're not true. They're not the symbols of the initiates, particularly those of the greater or the major arcana. They are obviously immediately recognizable as tarot cards, and these primitive pictures have been known as the Gypsy cards. The Gypsies probably did not receive these cards from the Jews, because the Jews were very, they were traditional, they were religious, and they were secretive. They kept their secrets to themselves, i.e. the Kabbalah. And they kept these away from the eyes of the stranger. So it's not likely that they handed these cards down from their sacred scriptures to the Gypsies. It seems much more that the Gypsies took over the Tarot from the Egyptians or older races. And interestingly enough, the English word for gypsy means to indicate that the Gypsies were taken from the Egyptians. But the recent research, however, has shown that Gypsies are in fact of Indian origin, and the Gypsy language and the names and numbers are identical to those of the Hindus. But interestingly enough, if you go back, you find out that the ancient Egyptians and the Indians originate from the same native country, which evidently was Atlantis. And you can find evidence of that if you study ancient Greece and you discuss and look at the remarks of Pythagoras. All right, I've bored the shit out of you, I'm sure, with some of this stuff. However, next week I will discuss, of course, a lot more with respect to some of the history about the Tarot. But just know that the idea behind the Tarot is to elevate, to let you know where you're at in the grand scheme of things, and to elevate your consciousness, because the symbolism and the art of the card and the numerology of the cards are going to speak to that individual. They're going to speak to whoever I'm in front of for whatever reason. I see that I have about 33 minutes left, and so I'm going to quickly talk about, because there's not a whole lot that I need to talk about the first card of the Arcana. Now, a lot of people use the different more standard cards, but they never sang to me. And so I use, as I said, the Cosmic Tribe Tarot, which have become my friends. The very first card is the zero card that you've seen in the promo, hopefully called the Fool. And if you look at this card, it's a young soul with his little peeper hanging out, joyfully coming into the world from this veil of forgetfulness. It's the first card. Welcome. It's birth. It's happiness. It is throwing caution to the wind, and in the card he's a butterfly. Behind him he has this wonderfully faithful dog talking about companions along the way, and a butterfly, one symbolizing the male energy, one the female energy. And you see him, he's on a rock, and the rock has a maze, which symbolizes the maze of life that we go through. Above his head he has very, very much the four winds, which, when we look at how important it is, the cards of the minor arcana, for instance, are broken into four suites. The swords are associated with the east winds or the air element. The wands are associated with the south fire element. The cups are associated with the west wind and the water element. And the discs are associated with the north and the earth element. So, you know, you have the same ideas in astrology, the symbolism there. And if you look above the head of this wonderful fool like me, you see the winds in every direction, north, south, east, and west. And you also see that there is a crocodile in the lower corner, and there is a hand of Buddha holding a flower, sort of protecting this fool who goes forward. And the major lesson is of this card, of the Major Arcana, is welcome. Just like I am welcoming you today to my show, welcome and congratulations, because it is through this energy of coming into the world, through the veil of forgetfulness, that we begin to create our drama, our story. And that's great stuff. It also says to you, when it comes up, it says, nothing is too weird. Stop being an old fart. Go ahead and wear a crazy hat. Go ahead and try something fun and new and different in the bedroom. Dear God, get your groove on and stop being boring. Go ahead and voice what it is that you have in your thoughts, as long as you're not hurting anybody. Get down with it. It's an exciting, exciting card to have in front of you, because it says endless possibilities can be yours. And, you know, that is a wonderful thing to remember, that we are all children inside. And you need to be playful. You need to be innocent. Anybody who squashed that child, you know, you've seen these people, these, you know, souls that my heart just gets heavy because they're in some kind of soul-robbing 9-to-5 job where they think that that's what they should be doing. They're not expressing themselves. I feel badly because the child within them is squashed. You know, one of the things that I've learned with human design is that, you know, as a generator, for instance, I have to be careful of my energy and not I have to exhaust myself at the end of the day, but not to the point where I'm completely, completely depleted. So you have to be careful, because the Fool really represents unlimited energy. And so he will keep you dancing. He will exhaust you and your finances if you don't wisely combine your desire for newness with your own hard-headed or hard-learned, I should say, lessons. Without the foolishness of risk-taking, however, nothing can begin. So go ahead and be brave. Go ahead and put yourself out there. And see what happens when you do work with this energy of the Fool. So that being said, that pretty much concludes the tutorial part, the more boring part. I have a whole bunch of people. Oh, my God, I'm so happy. You know, there's always that what do you call it? The fear that, oh, shit, you know, I'm going to get up there and talk about this subject and no one is going to call in. And I'll be listening to crickets and I'll have to make Janet come in and we'll have to discuss my navel, which is not all that exciting to some, but maybe to some others it is. I don't know. However, I will ask Janet, my love, to bring in our first guest on my Virgin tour here. And bring in Suzanne, if she would.
Hello.
Hello, is this Suzanne?
This is she.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
You are my very first guest on my very first show. How does that feel?
Good.
Yes, I'm going to ring the bell here. You're going to hear me, and the people will hear me ringing the bell throughout the show, because it's a very simple metaphysical fact. In the presence of higher vibrational frequency, nothing lower can manifest. So we've cleared the air, and we can do a couple different things. We can have a discussion. We can talk about a card that represents you. We can talk about a general reading for what's going on right now, or a specific subject. So you let me know how you would like to.
Hey, I'm thinking love life. When do you see a relationship for me?
Imagine that, a woman calling in about her love life. How crazy that is. Imagine that. Jason, when am I going to get married? When am I going to find? Okay, so pull. You can hear me shuffling the cards. I'm going to pull three cards for you, Suzanne, and we're going to talk about your relationship to love, because that's really what this is about, your relationship to guys. Okay?
Okay.
Are you there?
I'm
okay,
here.
Okay, she said. Good. Ooh, wonderful. Oh, God. Excellent. Oh, you know what? I was fretting that I was going to pick all these cocky duty cards. And you have excellent cards. So before I go on, because I've picked in the past for you the Ace of Cups, I have picked the Emperor in the right now position, the current position, and the Hierophant in the last position. Can you tell me a little bit about what's happening in the arena right now with dating? And if you don't mind telling me, are you sort of youngerish in age? Are you sort of in the middle of life? Or are you towards the golden years?
Middle.
You're in the middle. Okay. So the Ace of Cups in the past says to me here that you haven't had total shit in your life. You've had some really lovely things, to be perfectly frank. Maybe not as much as you would have liked, but it shows the eye of God, which means that you have been looked out for, believe it or not, and that the lessons you needed to learn in the past, you have in fact learned. What I love, Suzanne, is you have the fourth card of the major arcana, the Emperor, right now in the present. So here's what I'm going to tell you. Now, I don't know, first of all, are you using any tools to date right now?
Online, you mean?
Yep, online, going to social events, going to speed dating, whatever it might be. Are you
I'm
using
not
any tools?
Like online and stuff and trying to get out here and there.
Say again, please. I didn't hear you.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. I need you to go ahead and cast a wider net. What does that mean? I'm looking at this card here, and there is no reason right now why you shouldn't be with anyone. And
I
what's
know.
Lovely about this, what's lovely about, well, if you know, then you need to do something about it. It's all about you putting that, getting your beautiful self out there. So what I'm going to say to you is I say to a lot of women, is, first of all, let me talk about in specific what this particular card says. I want you to not look at anybody under your age at all. I don't care if you'll excuse the expression, if he's young, dumb, and full of cum. I don't care. That's right, God damn it. Listen to me. This card is the Emperor. It's the paternal card of, it's sexy. He sits there naked with his schlong hanging out. He holds a scepter and he holds an orb in the other. It is the card of an older man. Darling,
No.
I want you to find somebody your age or older, preferably with a trust fund, a heart condition. However, I want you to find somebody that is your age or older, because they're going to be the only ones that are going to be able to satisfy you, because you are difficult. I don't know how to say this to you, but you're a pain in the butt. And I don't mean that in a terrible way. Yes, you are. You're laughing because you know I'm right.
No, I'm not.
You have high standards. And I want you to know that this person is going to also have some kind of a position of substantial authority, whether he runs a company, whether he's a teacher. He is going to be somebody that people go to for information. And what's wonderful about this is that at the end of this reading, we have the Hierophant. Now, does that mean I want you to get involved with, you know, a man, a minister or a preacher? No. But this guy is going to be on the quieter side. He's going to be on the more stoic side. Don't expect him to be a big, girly, touchy-feely kind of dude. He's going to be sort of a man's man kind of a dude. And your quest, your job, is to learn how to accept him. Now, you're not going to like what I'm going to say next, but tough Tootsie Rolls. Okay? Are you ready?
No.
Are you still there? Oh, too bad. The fact of the matter is when I get this card in the middle, it talks about daddy issues. So this is what the blessing is that I'm going to talk to you about. I want you to make peace in your head, in your mind, in your spirit, with your dad, good or bad, up or down. But I want you to know that the blockages that you're having dating is because of your daddy issues. Now, whether that means you're holding too many people up to par to daddy, or your father was not the best of parents or abandoned you or whatever it might be, the reason you are not connecting is because of your daddy shit. Now, that's never easy to tell someone, but I don't have the time or the energy to not be truthful with you because you deserve to hear the truth. Now, you're going to maybe say to me, but Jason, I don't feel like that. Okay, that's good. When you're done with me on the phone, you're going to sit down, you're going to light a white candle to your father's name, you're going to send him love energy, and you're going to go forward saying to yourself that you're not going to let your past predict your future. You're not going to let your daddy issues predict how it is that you bring people into your auric field. Does that make any sense to you, darling?
Yes. Does it have to be a white candle? Because I don't have one.
I would love for it to be a white or pink candle. Pink Pink resonates.
How about a green one or an orange?
I would prefer pink or white, but the long and the short of it is more about the gesture you're making.
Okay, I can do
that.
The
gesture being one of either forgiveness, one of moving forward, and one of letting a dude into your life. He might be a little archaic, but you work with that man because you can teach him good things, and he's going to be your age or older. Okay, Suzanne?
That means that I'm going to be with a quiet man who doesn't show affection, who's old?
No. God, listen to how negative you
that.
Are. And anybody who listens in would say, God, this woman's got a head trip. No, it means that you're going to be with a stoic guy who will probably love to listen to you, who will be there as a real dude who's going to have a paternal side. And, honey, there's nothing sexier than a fine-looking daddy. So the fact of the matter is you're going to be with what I consider to be, quote, a real man, like somebody who enjoys being a man. He's not touchy-feely, worrying about, oh, does my ass look big in these pants? No. Yeah. So I hope that that was helpful to you, and I appreciate you being my first caller.
All right, thank you.
Big hug and kiss to you. All right, okay. Janet, go ahead and bring me in James. Hello, James. It's Jason. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. And where are you calling me from?
I am calling from Florida, and I have really enjoyed this show. I really have.
Oh, I am so happy. Please tell your friends. I'd like to continue doing it. You know, it's been sort of a lifelong development scenario. So, James, what would you like to do? Would you like to know where you're at right now insofar as what card is before you? Would you like to do a general reading? Would you like to know about a lover? Talk to me about what's happening, what you'd like to discuss.
I would love to know, you know, where I am right now and what's the next step for me, according to spirit, you know. What am I being guided to?
All right. You know what? I'm going to just pull three cards, and let's see what they have to say about Mr. James. okay. Wonderful. Wow. Interesting. Very, very nice. Okay, look. In the immediate past, I'm going to start to rub these things out and give you the information. The Nine of Wands comes before you. And the Nine of Wands, as I look at it, and, you know, everybody that looks at these cards, you know, they can have their own interpretation. I started out with my own interpretation, then I studied the hell out of it. But the fact of the matter is it talks about community. And it's got the sun and the moon, and it's got the eyes of God. But what this card says to me is that you've been stuck in the past. Not moving left, not moving right, not going forward, feeling like you maybe shouldn't do, you can't do. And I have to tell you, even though you've been in public, you've been out there among the people, it looks like you haven't really, how do I want to say, decided to shit or get off the pot, if that makes any sense. It says,
very
that right?
True.
Does it make sense?
Very true.
Okay, so I need you to understand that you're beautiful. I need you to understand that you have everything you need. And right now, the Prince of Cups, Princess of Cups, is what is in front of you. Is where you're at right now. She's called the Sea Maiden. And I love her because she dances in this deck. She's floating up, and she's feeling light and gay. And it says, don't worry. She's saying, go with the good emotions. And another thing that it says to me is, oh, my God, you're keeping yourself back with criticisms. It is telling you right now that you right now need to really go with the flow more, go with your instincts more right now, and let yourself, you know, go in and out and have your cycles. Be spontaneous and ride, you know, the surf until you're free of your attachments, until you're free of, like, the insanity that's going on around you. But from before where you were stagnant, this card right now is saying you're tired of being stagnant, and it looks like you're lighting a fire under your ass, and you're going to actually do some stuff, but you're not exactly sure, you know, what to do, insofar as that's concerned. And so I'm excited for you because you go from the Eight of Cups to the Ace of Cups, which is called Bliss. James, I want you to know that you have some wonderful things ahead of you, okay? I want you to know that your metaphysical teachings, your sexual involvement, your health involvement, your economic involvement, all of it is wrapped up with this Ace of Cups. And there's no excuses because you can make all of this happen. The card says to open yourself up to unconditional love. And I have a feeling that, you know, who I'm speaking to right now, just from a psychic standpoint, you're a pretty evolved dude. And so I hope that you learn how to play your instrument in such a way that you will come to express true beauty. Now, just from a psychic standpoint, do you give lectures?
I used to under different circumstances.
Yeah.
I would like to in the near future.
Okay, so here's what when I heard your voice, I saw you standing in front of people. I saw you standing in front of a young group of people, and then I saw parents getting involved and being interested in you giving lectures. I don't know on what. If you were to give a lecture on something, what would it be about?
On love, actually, yeah. Love.
Yeah, okay. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to come up with a game plan. I want you to get involved with your local libraries. And I don't care if two people show up. Get involved with the social media. Get out there. And I hope to hear from you that you have started your love blog. And do yourself a favor. I'm going to give you what my mother is nagging me about right now. I want you to look up the word love in Greek. Why? Because I'm a pain in the ass Greek? Yes. But besides that, look at the different words that the Greek language has for love. We have agape, we have eros, we have different kinds of loves. Your job is to illuminate people into this world on the topic of love. And when you do that, watch how things are going to open up for you. I see nothing but bliss ahead of you, dude. So I hope that you call in every once in a while and let me know how the hell you're doing. And you let me know via my website about your new blog on love. Just love. Screw everyone. Just on the word love and what it means to you and how you love, how you'd like to see other people love. Love, 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 love. Have I said love enough? James, I want to thank you for calling in. I'm going to have my wonderful producer put you back into the queue. And we're going to bring up another victim. Have a great night. All righty. Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Am I speaking with Leah?
Yes, speaking. How are you?
You're my third caller on my very first Virgin show. Do you feel like a virgin today, darling?
Yeah, I guess.
You're like, it's been a while, Jason. So, welcome to Titillating Tarot. I think you've heard my spiel before about what it is that we can do. If you'd like to know where you're at in your development, if you want to know about a general reading, if you want to know about something in particular, a health situation, anything. What would you like to talk about today?
I guess like a general reading would be fine.
Okie dokie. Have you ever had a reading before? I had that feeling. I love it. You're like a real virgin. Hold on. Okay. Leah. Ooh. Wonderful. I love you. This
really?
Awesome. Yes, you're phenomenal. How old are you, darling?
I'm 22.
Yeah, you definitely are. Look, are you involved with somebody right now?
Not really.
Okay, well, the person that was before you, that came before you, it shows the Knight of Wands, and I call this card the Big Dick card. I don't know who this guy was that had an ego. I don't know who this guy was that thought that he was the all that is. I don't know who this guy was that thought that he could talk to you the way that he talked to you. But here's how it goes. I'm sure I'm going to offend everybody. Fuck him.
Okay.
That's done. You need to wash that man out of your hair. You need to love him. Send him on his way in your mind's eye, because I want to tell you, the general reading today is all about love and boys and fun in your life. Right now the pink sword is coming in. So I want you to look out for a blonde-haired, blue-eyed boy, light-haired boy with blue eyes, and I want you to let him speak his mind. He's going to be somebody that has a lot to say. He's going to have a lot to say. Listen to him. Because he's gonna turn you on. Now, also this card right now, in this position, I have to say that my mom's, again, talking to me, and she's saying, Leah is being courageous for the first time truly in her life. But she feels a little uneasy about it. Is there something in particular that you're feeling uneasy about right now?
I'm not particularly sure. I'm not really sure about that. Like, I don't know what I'm not brave enough right now. If that makes sense.
I have no idea of what part of your life you're feeling a little unsure in. Okay.
Yeah.
I bet if you sat and thought about it, you'd come up with something.
Probably.
However, I want you to sort of think about your relationship to courage and think about your relationship to speaking your mind, because as you speak your mind and your truth, you're going to be connecting with a lovely-looking, light-haired, blue-eyed boy who is going to be on the same page with you. Now, I love the card in the future because the art card comes up. It's the 14th card of the major arcana, and it talks about yin and yang. I have a feeling very soon in the future you're going to be getting a whole new kind of balance. Are you beginning a new job right now?
Yes.
I thought so. Okay. So, job me like you long time. What is it that you're doing, darling?
Right now I'm a reporter for CES.
Okay. So I want you to understand that this art card talks about being in the public eye. It talks about being able to be creative. It talks about being able to spin a story. And you need to know that you're going to have really wonderful success with this. As a matter of fact, I'm going to venture to say that the guy that you meet is going to be on the crew or another reporter or someone involved in that. Now, generally, I tell people, don't eat where you shit. However, you're young enough that I'm going to say to you, go ahead and enjoy yourself. Be a lady. Try not to get too, you know, to get nasty on any level. But you are set up spectacularly for a wonderful year ahead of you. This art card is saying you have yin and yang. You have balance. It's a cauldron of excitement. It's a cauldron of true movement. So for whatever it's worth, everything is clicking right along for you. And that's very exciting. Yeah.
That is so cool.
I would be very interested to know. Call me back sometime and let me know about the guy, because, like I said, I'm also getting that he has kind of a shaved head, or like a really cropped head of hair is what I'm seeing on this person. And I don't know if you can tell me, this is fucking crazy, but I'm also seeing him sneezing. And I don't think it's really going to have a cold, but it's more like an allergy thing. And it's going to be kind of like a joke, like you're going to go to kiss and he's going to sneeze or something. But that's what the image is that I'm getting. I know it sounds wacky. Anywho, is there anything else I can do for you today?
I think that's it. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you for calling in, and we'll put you back in the queue. And kind lady Janet, can I have Sarah Ann? Because I have about 5 minutes left, and I'll try and bang out a couple more as I can. Hello?
Hello. How are you?
Hi. Is this Sarah Ann?
Yes, it is.
Hi, sweetness. Where are you calling me from?
Right now, on the border of California and Arizona.
Fantastic. Have you ever had a reading before?
From my mom, but that's about it.
Wonderful. So tell me, what would you like to cover today? What would you like to talk about?
Thank you. I guess my main concerns are what's going on with mine, my spouse's finances, and job prospects. And
okay.
I'm doing an overall reboot of my life direction, and it's quite fuzzy right now.
Okay, okay. Let me just whip these out because, like I said, I have got 4 minutes, and I'm going to get to you. So hold on. Okay.
Thank you.
Hold on. Ooh. All right. Listen, lady. I want you to know that you have had a certain sense of balance in the past. And you've done some, I want to congratulate you. In the immediate past, you've done some really good work on yourself. If I was there, I would hug and kiss you. Good for you. Really,
wow.
Good for you. Now I have words of caution for you. Are you ready?
Okay.
Are you ready? May I be a little foul?
Sure.
Get your head out of your ass. What does that mean? I want you to, yes. I want you to sit down. I want you to write a list of what your real capabilities are, not what you think they are. I want you to be extremely realistic because the Knight of Cups comes into the center of the reading, and then at the end of the reading, I have here the 17th card of the Arcana, which is the Star. Now, when I see these two cards, they're actually related. These two cards talk about being unrealistic, talk about daydreaming to a certain extent. They talk about not being truthful with oneself. And so one of the things I want you to think about right now at this place is that I want you to try and have a little compassion and love yourself a little. I know that sounds so damn touchy-feely. But the truth is, if you're sad, go ahead and be sad. Don't get constipated right now, or you're going to create more of this in the future. You're dealing with an emotional sea. If you're glad, be glad. You know, the emotional seas may present difficult maneuverings, but they're nutrient-rich, and they link us to our wisdom, you know, gleaned over, you know, the long of evolution and how we are here. So what I want you to do is really think about how you can get on, how you can say to yourself, I have worth, regardless of what I have been through. You've done a lot of good work on that level. You know, don't misunderstand me, but I don't want you to get stuck and be unrealistic. Okay, I want you to sit down and I want you to be realistic about your finances. Go to a wealth manager, whatever it might be, and I want you to make sure that you are being completely realistic about your goals and your capabilities, so that you don't get into trouble and thinking, oh, maybe I should do this, or oh, you know, I could do that. No, I want you to be very pragmatic and not a daydreamer. Okay.
Okay. Wow.
I know that's sort of cold comfort, but what the card is saying is it's asking you to be realistic with yourself, okay?
Got it.
Now, I'm going to pull one more card because I won't get to, look, the next card that I pull is the Lovers, and it's two female lovers. I have three different kinds of lovers in my deck. It is the male-male, male-female, female-female. The next job you get, and you're going to be getting it within the next, I'm going to say, 6 weeks. How's that? I'm going to go so far as to say the next 6 weeks you'll be getting this job, and it's going to be an excellent marriage for you. It's going to be something you love, and they're going to love you, and I have a really positive feeling about that. So, that being said, that's about all the time I have for today. So, thank you for joining me. I want to
thank
everybody
so
who called in. You're welcome. And to let you know, you can contact me again through www.titillatingtarot with Jason Levanis. My website is up, and that'll direct you on how to get in touch with me for reading if you would like. I do them all over the country via Skype, Tango, whatever video chat we have. And I look forward to next week. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Janet Hickox. You are my blue-eyed goddess. And much past that, I urge all of you to pick up a deck of tarot and meditate each day on a different card and learn something about yourselves. Be active. Blessed be, and I will talk to you next week. Bye now.